This is Brian Grinahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Tonight, and weed me out, weed did you have to come down? If you want to get high, yeah, you have to come down. If you want to get high, yeah, yeah, yeah. For what I did, I'm sorry. I took your family away. It seemed like a mercy killing. But looking back, who's to say that feelings fade with time and why? And the things that we think, they are changing all the time. 'Cause you have to come down. Cause I have to come down if I wanna get high. Yeah, I have to come down if I wanna get high.
Yeah. We used to write letters to each other a lot. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
Can't get enough of the them, 'cause 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 them, ' Thank you. Hi, I'm Bruce Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
that. We'll be right back.
Hi, we are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
Away!